AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Numbers show shoppers aren't holding back spending heading into the holiday season. The AP's Jackie Quinn has the numbers.
Consumers actually picked up spending from October to November, with retail sales growing 0.3%, showing strong buying power and exceeding analyst expectations. Excluding cars and gasoline, sales were up 0.6%. Online sales rose 1%, but department store sales dropped 2.5%. Economists were expecting a dip for November after revising October sales downward. Retailers, including Walmart and Macy's, say shoppers are being more selective in what they're buying, and some analysts are expressing concern about rising credit card debt and delinquencies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A new AP NORC poll shows relatively few Americans are excited about a potential rematch of the 2020 election between President Biden and Donald Trump, although more Republicans would be satisfied to have Trump as their nominee than Democrats would be with Biden as their nominee. 11 years ago, a gunman with a semi-automatic rifle killed 20 first graders and 6 educators at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. Today on Capitol Hill in the House, Connecticut Democrat Johanna Hayes, whose district includes Newtown, says the fight for stricter gun control laws continue.
I speak to the now 17-year-old students who survived Sandy Hook to let them know that I am still here fighting for you.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says there's dialogue with the U.S. on bringing home jailed Americans Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich. Putin added the Kremlin hopes to find a solution, but it's not easy. A Navy officer in jail in Japan for a crash that killed 2 people there has been transferred to U.S. custody. Lieutenant Ridge Alknois has been serving a 3-year prison sentence and is being returned to the U.S. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is rising again following its big rally the day before on excitement that several cuts to interest rates may be coming next year, as markets have hoped. The S&P 500 was 0.4% higher Thursday. The benchmark index was edging closer to the all-time high it set early last year. The Dow added 58 points. That's about 0.1%. The Dow closed at a record high a day earlier. The Nasdaq Composite gained 0.5%. Adobe fell more than 6% after investors were disappointed with the outlook the company released. Treasury yields fell again a day after the Federal Reserve indicated it may cut rates next year by more than it had forecast earlier. The yield on the 10-year Treasury, which influences mortgage rates, fell to 3.95%. That yield reached 5% in October. Seth Zutel, New York.
A former member of the Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee appeared in court and pleaded not guilty to taking bribes. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.